Yeah, we'd love to see people enjoying the water, whatever time of year, but especially around winter time, we have to be very mindful of the water temperature and the weather conditions. If it's your first time planning a dip or a swim or whatever, we'd always advise that you seek medical advice before you do it, just to check there's nothing untoward that could be underlying there that would stop you enjoying your dip. But always check the weather, the tides and the sea conditions before you go. Really good rule of thumb is if you don't feel right, as in you don't feel well or you feel nervous or you look at the water and it doesn't look right, it looks much rougher than what you are used to or what you were expecting, just don't go in. There's always another day to go for a swim. So just be really mindful of what your body is telling you in all different sorts of ways, whether you're feeling well and well or whether it doesn't look right. Listen to your body. We'd always advise you to take warm clothes, a hot drink and a phone in a waterproof pouch. That way, if you get into trouble, you're able to call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Always get changed as soon as you can after you get out of the water. Because remember, your body's cooling down all the time that you're in that cold water, even after you come out. So it's vital that you get changed as soon as possible. Don't hang around for your chats until after you've got changed and you've got your hot drink inside you. Never swim alone. Go with somebody you trust and choose a familiar spot. So don't explore to some place that you don't know anything about. Always go with somewhere that's familiar to you and let someone know your plans and attend a pre-organized dip if you can. So go in a group, but always make your own decision as to whether to go in or not. Enter the water slowly and never jump in. Walk in, let your breathing settle and swim only when you feel in control and comfortable. Wear a brightly coloured swim cap and consider using a tow float and wearing a wetsuit. There's no medals for who gets the coldest, so a wetsuit will give you extra warmth and buoyancy. Stay within your limits. Know your limits. Know how much your body is capable of. Don't exceed it. Swim parallel to the shore and know when it's time to get out. If you get into difficulty, simply float onto your back. If you see someone else needs help, call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. If in doubt, don't go out. There'll always be another day for a safe and enjoyable swim.
And I suppose that's the main thing. If in doubt, don't go out. But also you made reference there to not jumping in, and there's no competition for, or nobody will win if whoever's the coldest. It can be hard sometimes not to get carried away with all the crack in these things.
Yeah, and you know, the science says that after 60 to 90 seconds, you get all the benefits of cold water immersion. Staying in there after doesn't gain you anything. And certainly what we always want people to be conscious of, there is no time limit. It's when you feel comfortable, okay? That's the time to exit the water. Because as you start to feel your teeth chattering and you can't feel the sensation in your feet and your hands, that's already gone too far. That means that your body's cooling down at a really serious rate and could risk further injury. Or if you get into trouble, you're not able to rescue yourself.
And I suppose just finally going out for the year ahead now, Finn, if anybody sees anyone in danger throughout the year or suspects that they see somebody in danger, it's always best to call.
Yeah, like if you see someone in trouble around the coast or you get into trouble yourself, always call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Don't delay, because every second is vital. And the sooner you start that chain of events that gets that person rescued by the rescue services, ourselves or our other emergency service colleagues, the sooner that person has a chance of survival.